is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to show 46 of Radio Clash. This is the New York edition. New York, New York! Oh, yeah, I can't sing, anyway.
This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Halting your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. This is Radio Clash.
Hello and welcome to show 46 of Radio Clash. As I say, it's from New York. I'm speaking from my hotel room, the Chelsea Pines Inn, in New York. I just got in on Saturday the 10th. I got in at 3 o'clock. A bit of a nightmare getting here via the airport transit bus and ending up in Port Authority. I'm going to do a very Adam Curry thing and play you some of the... Do a little bit of sound scene. Oh, that's the New York soundscape. Oh, no, that's feedback. Okay, it sounds like loads of white noise with a little bit of occasional siren, but anyway, I thought it was good. Unfortunately, I meant suspending the recorder halfway out the window. For a very little tiny gap. There's a very tiny gap. I'm going to switch off all the air conditioning because I'm going to boil to death. It's not that warm. I think it's about 2025. I've just contacted Funtime Ben. Left a message, so hopefully you'll get to see him. And who knows, might even try and interview him, or who knows if we meet up in person. I don't know. I like enjoying myself rather than worrying too much about recording people and interviewing people, and you know, hey, I want some life. I decided not to go to San Francisco. Sorry, San Francisco people. I've not been to New York before. If there's any consolation, I'm paying through the nose for this. I won't reveal the figures, but it's like ow for the accommodation and double ow for the last minute booked internal flights. But I'm definitely going to hit all of the. The usual things. I'm going to try and hit the Guggenheim if it's open, Ty's bar tonight, and Christopher Street. I'm actually in Chelsea, so it's about 5-10 minutes walk from here apparently. It's nice, you know, it's a fairly nice area. It's sort of bohemian but not too dodgy, and the room's very nice, though it should be for the price. But then again, to be honest, London wouldn't be far off to be, you know, for something that's actually got a double sized bed and it's ensuite. It actually wouldn't be far off. It's a bit more. It's a bit more than London prices, which is why I was like, oh. But I'd have to pay for accommodation in San Francisco anyway. I'm sure it'd be similar. But it was a pretty good flight. Said goodbye to Bob and Marty at Detroit. It was a bit of a scramble to get here. I had the extra security because, of course, it's 9/11 tomorrow, and there's all of that going on, so that's kind of fun. I reckon New York's going to be a bit down. I'm going to enjoy myself tonight because I know tomorrow it's going to be a little bit downbeat. There's going to be a memorial down in Lower Manhattan. I don't know if I'm going to go. This doesn't exactly sound like a laugh a minute. I might pop by. But certainly I'm not going to podcast. That stuff has all been well raked over. In fact, they're actually doing a docudrama in the States about Flight 93, the one that that ditched in Pennsylvania, was supposed to be for the White House, and the people fought back. I wonder if they mentioned about Mark Bingham. Mark Bingham was a bear. He was. I've seen pictures of him with a friend in front of the Lone Star in San Francisco. He was gay. He was a bear. He was a bear chaser. And... I bet that doesn't make the TV reconstruction on NBC, or whatever it was. I think it was NBC, or ABC, one of the networks. Unfortunately, we'll see more of those now. They've got all the transcripts out. So, fun. It's exciting to be here. It's still light, but it's sort of starting to go a bit dusk. So I'm probably going to head down to the village shortly and see what's what. I'm trying to think if I'm going to take my camera or not, whether that's a good idea. I meant to go out earlier, but I'm still trying to recover my hearing, because I totally lost my hearing on the flight. So I think that's probably enough of me wittering on for the start of this show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to record all the way through, just bits here and there, or if my little recorder is working, or I'm planning to get another one. I was actually going to hit the shopping today. Might have to do that tomorrow or Monday, probably more likely Monday. But I don't know, shops might be open tomorrow as well, the big ones. I don't know. Do shops open on Sundays? I don't know. I'm planning to get a replacement for my Tlarova while I'm here. I'll probably get it at a pretty good price anyway, I would expect, you know. And because it's just got really flaky. But if not, I might record some ambiance on the streets. And I must say, I am shitting myself being here, because it's like I'm on my own, big city, bright lights. I don't want to get run over. Rabbit in the headlights. So we shall see what happens. You know, to be brutally honest, I'm hoping to meet a big dick daddy bear tonight. There's my audience switching off. Click, click, click. It's true though. It's true. I'm not going to podcast it though. No. You are not getting into my bedroom. Well, you are in my bedroom, but anyway. So I will speak to you later, and there's going to be some music in a minute, and I'll tell you about it afterwards.
And I say, baby, I don't give a fuck. You're always talking something.
Productions with his mix of the Jason Downes song, his Hot Chock mix. I think that's the song called I Don't Give a Fuck. I Don't Give a Fuck! But is I think that was his alternative mix. I actually prefer that more than the one he actually released. It was actually commissioned by them. So, of course, that's with Hot Chocolate. I should know the Hot Chocolate song. I've forgotten. Anyway, it's Sunday morning. It's just Sunday afternoon. I got it rather late. I'm just about to go out and explore New York. So I'm going to go to the museums. I'm going to go and look at skyscrapers. I'm going to take loads of pictures. And I might go to the dugout beer bust. They've got well, it starts at about 3 o'clock, but it depends how I feel. I might drop in later. So I went out last night. It was slightly weird, but it always is weird being alone in a city with nobody you know, especially not bearish. Anyway, I went to I started out at the dugout. It was quite quiet then, but I was speaking to the barman about horror films and those kind of like sort of heavy metal bands and stuff like that. So they were showing Evil Dead, so we're talking about Evil Dead and all those schlocky horror films. That was quite cool. Then went to Ty's, which was really good. It was very crowded, and certainly it's the closest to kind of like a King's Arms, my place I go in London, type vibe. But there was kind of, I don't know, it was, you know, cruising was not working, and I don't know, there were some nice bears there, but they didn't seem to be interested. So I then went to I drank two couple of drinks far too quickly, so I got rather drunk, and so while I was listening to that song, I was sort of marching through the streets up to 22nd Street, up 8th Avenue, all the way up to the Eagle. And the Eagle was kind of interesting. It had like it's got like a rooftop patio and like sort of two other floors, and it's sort of more of a leathery crowd. Oh, I went into the Rawhide, but the guy in the bar was so shitty. The guy in the door was so nasty piece of work. He was like, you know, he said ask for ID, and I made some joke about, because I think I look over age with a beard like this, and I made some joke about, oh, you know, I'm really 12, and he couldn't find his little, I don't know if he was a little poor deer was off his face, and couldn't find my picture. So, you know, I had to show him where it is in the passport, because he didn't know where it was in an English passport. And I just got a fucking attitude, because he was like, oh, give me your arm to stamp my arm. I was like, I don't fucking want to. Then I took one look in there. There was a go-go boy sort of dressed up like some sort of go-go gimp on the bar, being fondled by the staff, and not anyone really interesting, so I just turned around and went out after all that. But then I went to the Eagle, and it was a nice place. I sort of talked to a couple of guys, one called Tim, another bear called Tim, well, not really a bear, but well, from San Francisco. Very sweet. There's one reason to go to Dugout tonight, just in case he's there. Very nice guy. I was kind of angling to be I was angling to invite him back, but it didn't really happen. And the hints weren't sort of taken up on, so I was like, okay. Anyway, and there's another friend of his that was there, who's actually moving to London. So I'll probably talk to him at the King's Arms at some point. And so that was cool. So as I say, after the day, hit the Guggenheim, Mama, places like that. Down, sort of go. What is it? Downtown. It's downtown. South is downtown. I actually took the wrong tube yesterday because I was like, I was ending up towards Queens and Brooklyn. Because it was like uptown, downtown. Even though it was not in my book, I didn't really read the sort of the paragraph very well about. Of course, uptown is north, downtown is south. But there's also, it can mean different parts of a district as well. It's confusing. Why did you say north and south? So I'm gonna head down there. I'd say one thing, which is rather weird. I was watching the names because, of course, it's September 11th. Oh, happy. Happy time. I was saying last night, oh, Tim, happy time to come to New York. Ooh, cheery. They're reading the names on the television, all the networks, local networks are sort of televising it. It's taking it out. And it's quite moving. But nobody, apart from one person so far, when I was watching it through L&M, actually said anything about the war. There was one woman which is brave enough to say, President Bush, get your troops out of America. Everyone else is like, oh, God bless America, our troops are doing the right thing, and it's all like, you should be so angry, because, you know, it's obvious 4 years later that nothing's really changed. The world is not a safer place. You know, there's nothing to stop that happening again. It happened in London, it happened here before that, and sad things, it probably will happen again at some point. And it's or some other, you know, some other Timothy McVeigh or some other crazy will do it. So anyway, I'm gonna play another tune. I'm gonna play, this is a tune called Single, which is by Pony Club, and it's off of Morrissey did a kind of like a CD for The Enemy, I think it was November last year, or so it might be early this year, it was just his favourite music. He's got very good taste in music. There's like all kinds of things on there, Rema, Pony Club, but also things like, you know, like punk, The Slits, people like that. It's some really good kind of like mixture of punk and sort of more modern stuff and stuff that was obviously inspired by Gene and things like that, you know, some things that I'm sort of, most of them are really big, sort of fairly big fans of. This is a really good track, and it probably kind of also again was playing last night, my headphones. My hearing has returned. My hearing in my right ear was totally screwed all the way through last night, which made it very difficult to talk to people, because I was talking at a level which I could hear, but not which they could hear. So this is Single, Pony Club, and I'll speak to you later, probably after my museums and possible bar crawl. Okay, bye.
I can stay in, 'cause I'm single and it's raining. I can stay in, 'cause I'm single and it's raining. All my life I'm compromised. Our house stays quiet, but not this time, no. Oh, I've excuses, I've got reasons to be happy. And if I'm honest, if I'm truthful, but I can't be. I can't stay in, 'cause I'm single and it's raining. I can't stay in, 'cause I'm single and it's raining. All my friends will just sit in now. I can count them twice on one hand. All these excuses, all these reasons why we're happy. And if we're honest, if we're truthful, but we can't be. Life goes on outside. I know my distance. One thing stays with me. I make no difference. I can stay in, 'cause I'm single. And it's raining. I can stay in, 'cause I'm single. And it's raining. All my life I've compromised. Our house stays quiet, but not tonight. No. Always excuses, always reasons to be happy. And if we're honest, if we're truthful, but we can't be. Life goes on outside. I know my distance. One thing stays with me. I make no lies. Goes on outside. I know my distance. One thing stays with me. I make no lies. I can stay.
This is Tim from Radio Clash, and I'm currently with Funtime Ben.
Hello, everybody.
And we're sitting in the coffee shop on... where is this? Union Square?
We're Union Square and 16th Street here in Manhattan.
And it's... Oh, slightly windy. Oh, God. I can hear that. No! What else is going on? We've been watching the people on the Segways.
Yeah, we saw the guy on the Segway was probably the best. He's the highlight of the evening.
I think you missed the guy, the bicycling guy with the ghetto blasters and all the shiny lights on his body. He went past earlier. It was odd.
Oh, I didn't catch that guy.
Yeah,
I wish I had seen.
Pretty odd.
Well, this is the town of odd. And
we've seen loads and loads of micro dogs.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I was surprised that I forget that like New York is one of these places where people have more dogs than I think of anywhere in the rest of the world, and the smallest dogs and the most sort of useless.
The more useless they are, the more smaller they are.
And it's, yeah, small and like short size, you know, like
rats on a lead.
Yes,
rats on a lead.
And that seems to be everybody's favorite thing. If you can put it in a bag,
bag a dog.
Yeah,
I thought you're supposed to bag the shit. You know, you're supposed to bag the dog poop. You're not supposed to.
Okay. No, just to describe what happened.
The guy on the Segway who was posing before has come back and he's now. Oh, he's just fallen off. He was trying to ride his Segway backwards down the street, and he just fell off.
I think he was trying to pick up girls on the Segway. I think he was trying to pick up two girls.
If people don't know what a Segway is, it's kind of like... how do you describe a Segway? It's like an invalid carriage for someone who's standing.
Yeah, it's kind of reminiscent of like the Roman chariots, but on a personal size. It's like a Mick Roman chariot. It's like go.
Well, it's like a Roman chariot for someone that has never seen one, probably.
Yeah.
Oh shit! For a second there, I thought that red anal is a traffic plate.
Amal
is Amal.
I think it's Amal, but it'd be great if it was actually anal.
Anal.
Yeah, I must be obsessed. I know. what else has been going on?
Nothing much. This is your first time over to my fair city.
Your fair lady. No,
my fair lady. Show tunes? Are we going to start singing?
No. That's no, later. We are not singing later. Show tunes. No, no.
Well, how about your room? How about your room in the special... what is it, Chelsea Pines?
Yeah, Chelsea Pines, which has themes of different 50s show stars in a lot of musicals. Like, they have Hello Dolly. They have Hello Dolly.
Sure.
And not Cry Me a River. Les Girls and... Oh, Anything Goes in my room. Have Anything Goes.
You're Anything Goes?
Yeah. Well, I'm Mitzi Garner, whoever Mitzi Garner was.
Mitzi sounds... She sounds like a
apparently trip. She was a very bad, bad girl. There's one of the ones that was recorded in Cinovision.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Mitzi
Garner. She's apparently was the baddest girl in the industry or something.
Really?
Yeah, she did a lot. Seemed to do a lot of the really dodgy ones, which are kind of like part sexual farces type things. Well, but of course, they're married, but not.
Well, a name like Mitzi, I wouldn't really imagine that. She doesn't seem that much of like a nasty girl. Mitzi.
Mitzi's a bit of a dog's name.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what you would call one of those micro dogs, wouldn't it? Like,
yes, Mitzi.
Here, Mitzi. It's an odd name. Or a cat. Yeah.
Mitzi could be definitely a cat as well.
They've all got stars on the doors, of course, with the name.
Really?
Sort of. Each of the rooms is themed.
Now, why is it called the Pine? Is it a lot of pine in the...
I think they're trying to go for that really cheesy motel vibe. You know, like the remote pine, the Misty Pines Hotel or motel or something like that. Which, oh, and I actually have one of the shower curtains, one of the clear shower curtains, so every time I have a shower I'm thinking, psycho.
Well, at least it's clear, at least you can see through it.
Yeah, I can see Norman Bates coming around the door.
See, I actually do this like clear shower curtain as well, only because they were, you know, I was sort of like, I had like all these other colors, I had a weird yellowish shower curtain, and then I had a white, yeah, the yellowish ones is never, it always looks dirty and mildewy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's kind of like just does it in advance, so you don't have to worry about it.
Right. It's already slightly yellow and brown. Oh, it's already disgusting. But now I do a clear one, thinking that maybe the clear wouldn't become as mildewy as quickly.
But then you notice that if you have hard water, you get loads and loads of horrible drops.
It's all the soap scum all over.
It gets even worse. Because if you... I don't know about the water here, but in the UK, if you have one of those, and you're in a water with a lot of salts or a lot of minerals,
right,
you end up with loads of the droplets dry.
Yep. We have those. We have hard water here. We have, like, really hard water. The New Yorkers, we get all of our water from the Ashokan Reservoir in upstate New York.
Ooh.
See, look at this. It's for all you.
Wow.
Come visit New York State. Visit the Ashokan Reservoir near New Paltz and Kingston.
Is that where the Teamsters dump their bodies?
I don't think so. I think there's a lot of places, there's a lot of cement factories in Brooklyn that definitely, yes, Jimmy Hoffa is somewhere in Brooklyn.
Is he part of the Empire State Building, probably? Or?
He might be. He definitely might be.
What do you do in the bath?
was Agro One with In the Bath for Me Lately, which of course was Janet Jackson Lately, What Have You Done for Me Lately, with Lemon Jelly. I'm not sure what Lemon Jelly track is. I think it's just called Bath Time, but not really sure. Now back to the interview with Funtime Ben, and it was very surreal to begin with, but it calmed down later on. But I think the tone was set. I had a lot of fun recording this, so I'll see you in a bit.
So what do you think? What do you think of New York? What's your first impression of the crazy city?
My first impression that is I couldn't believe, as I say, that there was a limousine Hummer. Stretched Hummer. I think it's a very mad city. I don't think I've got a real sense like
Good
I did with
it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I don't think I've got a real sense like with San Francisco, of its strangeness or, you know, what it was about. I spent about 11 days there last time. And I've got a feeling I couldn't spend a whole month there and I wouldn't really get down to the bottom of it.
You may not. It's difficult. It depends on which area of New York you go to. There's definitely authentic areas in New York. You'd never want to go near the Empire State Building. That's number one rule.
I know. I learned that.
42nd Street, you have to stay away from.
Hello, Dolly.
Yeah, and that whole sort of like the Hello, Dolly area near like 50th, the Columbus Circle, that whole area where they.
Oh shit! I've done all of these.
I know. That's why you don't have a sense. If you go to those areas, even I don't have a sense of those areas. They're bizarre. They're not really. They're like Disney.
Although I did enjoy. I took pictures of Radio. Radio City.
Yes,
that's a very nice.
But that's also part of those.
It's very Disney.
Those aren't the true New York.
I haven't done Times Square. I only took a bus through Times Square, but I haven't dared go.
Times Square is an amazing place.
I got warned off it by I think you and Cindy.
Yeah. No, Times Square is one of those places where every guidebook says you need to go, and it's one. You're going to find the worst food in your entire life in Times Square.
Wow. But what worse than Britain?
Well, it depends on what you eat in Britain.
I made the mistake earlier of switching off my air conditioning and not switching it on when I left. So hopefully I'm going back to a room which isn't boiling.
It's not too bad. Well, it's pretty cool out right now.
Yeah, it's all too bad now.
This is a nice time to be in New York.
But I have a window that opens up that much. It's like, great, yeah. On audio, start mentioning sizes. It's great.
It's that big.
Yeah, it's that big. Imagine.
Imagine it's this big. This you
big.
Got it?
Yeah.
It's from here to here. Got that, people at home?
It's about half a foot.
Half a foot?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then again, we're getting to this English foot versus American.
Is there a different size with English and American feet?
I think they are.
Are English feet bigger?
Depends on who you... that was the thing at the Empire State Building. There was two bobbies there. English bobbies in full uniform.
I think they're in the wrong jurisdiction.
Yeah, and there were all these Americans are coming up to them, and also English people coming up to them and taking pictures.
Bobbies on the Empire State.
Yeah, because they were here for 9/11.
Oh,
so there's also things
okay.
like Milan firefighters and things like that. All these strange, like uniformed people had come out. Apparently, it was 300 English policemen and women
came over
for 9/11 in full uniform.
Wow. Well, it's also it's interesting to say it is actually 9/11 today.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird. New York seems pretty. I mean, it's pretty upbeat. I think everybody has a little bit of melancholy.
Yeah.
You know, but it's pretty. I think we're pretty. It's nice to think about it. You know.
Do you think they'll go on for many years doing that? Because I was wondering whether they're going 5 years or 10 years.
I think so. I think it's also sort of.
But why that one? Why not other things? Why not Oklahoma? Why not?
I think it's because it was such a national. I mean, in Oklahoma, it's sort of like it was a bit of like not. It was a tragedy, but it was also a bit of a. It never really hit home the same way. I mean, after 9/11, it's 9/11, so now everybody sort of has that September. It was also the first time, really, that America had been attacked since, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
And I think it freaked everybody out that we were touchable and then that other, that we couldn't just do whatever we wanted down in the Middle East without there being some repercussions.
But I'm amazed that everyone was thinking, well, kind of assuming, when is it going to happen? I mean, certainly in the UK it was obvious that something would happen at some point. It was just kind of building stuff
funnily,
up.
But funnily enough, I don't think that's the case in America. I think that if something else happened, they'd be just as shocked as before 9/11. It's something about the American culture where we just don't, we always have this feeling that we're kind of untouchable.
Yeah.
And if something were to happen, I think people would be just as they'd be just as shocked and outraged, which is bizarre because like during the London bombings, it seemed that people sort of really rallied and got their shit together really quickly. And sort of were like, well, it was going to happen. We had the plan in place.
Yeah.
I think now the other thing which is kind of disheartening for us is that we get the sense that our government doesn't have anything in place if tragedy does strike.
With
and,
New Orleans. It's like, there goes the neighborhood. But New Orleans, of course, it's like...
Right.
Everyone's been saying around the world, from what I know from people around the world or media, is like, I thought you were supposed to have a response for
disasters. Well, that's what we thought too. I mean, I think that's what freaked out most people. It's like in New York we have we have one of the biggest threats of terrorism, and we've been hit many times with terrorists. With the bombings in the World Trade Center, the vans blowing up, and then this, and then we have New Orleans that sort of. That took place, and where everybody's sort of shocked that it went so terribly awry.
Maybe they thought there wasn't going to be redneck terrorists or something. Maybe they thought there were.
I think that's always.
Yeah, they were too thick to do that.
I think in this country we always have the opinion of like, how could you hate us? We're so great.
I know.
Have you heard our rap music?
Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe.
Diamonds are forever.
The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever. Close your eyes and imagine, feel the magic. Vegas on acid, seen through East St. Laurent glasses. And I've realized that I've arrived, cause it take more than a magazine to kill my vibe. Does he write his own rhymes? Sort of, I thank him. That mean I forget better shit than you ever thought of. Damn, is he really that caught up? I ask, if he talking about classes, do my name get brought up? I remember I couldn't afford a Ford Escort or even a Ford track recorder. So it's only right that I let the top drop on a drop top Porsches. For yourself, that's important. If you strip a name Porsche and you get tips from any man, then your fat friend, her nickname is Minivan. Excuse me, that's just the Henny, man. I smoke, I drink, I'm supposed to stop, I can't because throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, forever, ever, 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 ever. I was sick about awards, couldn't nobody cure me. Only player that got robbed and kept all his jewelry. Alicia Keys tried to talk some sense in him. 30 minutes later, seen there's no convincing him. What more could you ask for? The international asshole. Who complain about when he is old and throw a tantrum like he is 3 years old? You gotta love it though, somebody still speak from his soul. And wasn't changed by the change or the game or the fame. When he came in the game, he made his own lane. Now all I need is y'all to pronounce my name as Kanye, but some of my plastics still say Kane. Got family in a D-Kin folk from Motown. Back in the shy, them folks ain't from Motown. Life moving too fast, I need to slow down. Girl ain't give me no ass, you need to go down. My father Ben said I need Jesus, so he took me to church and let the water wash over my Caesar. The preacher said we need leaders. Right then my body got still like a paraplegic. You know who you call, you got a message to leave it. The rock stand tall and you would never believe it. Take diamonds and throw them up like you bulimic. Yeah, the beat cold, but the flow is anemic. After debris settles and the dust gets swept off, Big K pick up where Young Hove left off. Right when magazines wrote Kanye West off, I dropped my new ish, it sound like the best of. A&R's looking like,
we messed up. Grammy night, damn right, we got dressed up. Bottle after bottle till we got messed up in the studio, but really though, yeah, he next up. People asking me is I'm gonna get my chain back. That'll be the same day I get the game back. You know the next question, dawg, yo, where Dame at? This track the Indian dance to bring our rain back. What's up with you and Jay, man? Are y'all okay, man? They pray for the death of our dynasty like amen. But right here stands amen, with the power to make a diamond with his bare hands. Throw your diamonds in the sky if you feel the vibe. The rock is still alive every time I rhyme. Forever, ever, 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 ever.
US visit program. It took me 45 minutes to get through customs when I arrived,
right.
Because they're fingerprinting everyone, taking pictures,
right.
And it takes fucking ages,
right.
To do that with everybody. It takes about at least 5 minutes, and they go through all the questions. Whereas before, it just hadn't come in, and that was almost, you know, it was like 10 minutes or 15 minutes to go through,
right.
And then you did the questions, then you do all the other stuff. And but the thing is. It doesn't really matter because it's more likely to be from inside nowadays.
Of course. I mean, well, most of the security and most of this... I mean, in New York, we have this thing now where they can search your bag in the subway without...
No one's done that to me so far.
Oh, no. Well, they have the right to, though, which is like a first, because it's really... They don't need a search warrant. They don't have to ask your permission.
But they'll find a dog.
Yeah, they can go inside your bag and find your little micro dog.
And they'll bite them.
Right.
And they go, ha-ha.
I think that's why everybody has dogs in their bags.
Obviously,
it's
yeah.
It's to stop the police from going into their bags and looking at their
The dog is guarding the stash. It's like, you know,
right.
Strapped under the dog is the stash. Yeah, it's strapped under the dog so it can't eat it. And it protects
it's
it.
A new
by
spin. Maybe there's drug traffickers who are actually, you know,
using micro dogs.
Micro dogs.
Maybe they're not really dogs
away.
At all. Maybe they're robotic dogs.
No, completely. Look at the home of service. I mean, we're sort of like where service.
Service air.
Service. We're sort of where service is sort of, you know, do you want a Zagnut bar with that or whatever you know, everything
you
comes with a little extra.
Do you want some Butterfingers?
Yeah, right. Everything. Everything is always a little extra. Were there mints on your pillow?
Yes.
Big chocolate, yeah.
Two.
Very nice.
I do. Two mints. Chocolate mints.
Right.
I had one before I came out.
Very nice.
I have one waiting for me.
You have to. Just don't forget about it and wake up with a piece of chocolate on your face tomorrow. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
I have a mole. A new birthmark.
Horrible, yeah. And then they see the stains on the pillows and wonder what you've been doing.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is New York. I'm sure that's happened before.
I'm sure. Well, that's the thing about Amsterdam. The place we were staying in was a gay hotel. And it's the first place I've ever actually seen that they specifically forbid anyone to do water sports.
Is there a pictogram that depicts this, or is it just
they just say anyone who does water sports such activities will be forced to pay for the bed and then will not get their deposit back and chucked off the premises immediately.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I mean, how you but the thing is like, how are you going to get a jet ski in your hotel room?
I know. It's those little inflatable dolphins that do it.
It's hard, yeah. Those just ruin hotel rooms.
And when you start trying to sail as well.
Yeah, parasailing in a hotel room, also difficult. Kayaking, all really kind of difficult. Unless you have a waterbed, I guess you could get some of that stuff on there.
Yeah, you could break the waterbed, but then, you know, it then runs away.
You probably then have to pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I'm going to wrap this up before... My God, it's still recording.
Fantastic. It was great seeing you, my man.
Yes, it's great seeing you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to shake your hand on radio.
All right.
That's great.
See it? This big, from here to here.
across the ocean.
What were we talking about? That's how big your window opened.
Yes, yeah.
Approximately 6 inches, although we don't know if that's American inches or English inches, because apparently they're different.
Yes. Well, no, well, I know that I thought feet were different, but then it might be just shoe sizes. And their shoe sizes are different. I'm not sure about those feet are different.
Well, I know in European shoe sizes are like, I wear like a 44 or something, which just seems incredibly big. Because in American sizes, I'm only a 10 and a half.
But we have, if you like, have like, I'm 12, but if I go to the United States, I'm 11. So if you go for the other sizes, rather than European size is the same, the one that's a double figure. But the single figure size is actually one size difference.
Well, leaving you on that's interesting fact. That was the sort of towards the end of the interview with Funtime Ben. Thanks, Ben, for that. That was fun. It was fun having a drink and a meal and getting to meet you at last. The song in the middle there, I didn't mention what it was from the Lush Life album. Which is a album mixing up Pet Life with Kanye West. So that was Diamonds Are Forever, and another Pet Shop Boys, another Beach Boys track. Oh, check the track listing. I'll list it. And so that's the end of the show. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutantpop.net/radioclash, or email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love feedback. Pardon me. So that's the end of the show. I'm going to play out with a track by The Army of Lovers, which is I think it was the inspiration for the Beck track, the one which was on the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind album, which was Everybody's Gotta Learn Sometime. And I was listening to this while walking around Battery Park as the sunset set today. As you might have guessed from the previous interviews, well, the interview I was in, I went to the Empire State Building, I went down to the Staten Island and did the tour about sunset. I also went to MoMA, Museum of Modern Art, and various environs. And tomorrow I'm going to do some shopping, maybe do the Brooklyn Bridge and a few other things. So I hope you enjoy this. I'll speak to you soon. And I've got an interesting flight ahead of me, and I'll see you back in the UK. Okay, bye.
Your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving. Like the sunshine, and everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Everybody's gotta learn sometime. Change your heart. Look around you. Change your heart. It will astound you. I need your loving. Thank you.
dans la nuit. L'armée des citoyens s'ignore. Entrez le grand mausolée. Silence, silence. Sinon la méthode momming. Pourquoi du couscous et des hamburgers? Vive l'éclair et les mille-feuilles. Panthère grise déteste les enfants venus. Déteste leurs petites larmes de crocodile. Liberté, fraternité, conformité.